Sisu is an ancient Finnish word for determination and courage in the face of adversity. However, Sisu is also an entire life philosophy and a path to refine one's character. Sisula podcast is where we unearth and explore inner fortitude in its higher expression to become more focused, courageous, loving, and free. Join me, your host, Emilia Elizabeth Lahti, the author of Gentle Power, a revolution in how we think, lead, and succeed, using the art of Finnish Sisu for an inquiry into inner fortitude through a combination of research, short stories, and practice. A warm welcome to the first episode of the Sisu Lab podcast that has been an idea in my heart for several years now, and which is now a reality. While building up to high quality, getting enough practice, and sometimes waiting for the perfect timing are, of course, prerequisites for great outcomes, sometimes we can get entangled with waiting to be ready or being in just the perfect moment. At some point, it is simply time to take action, leave the excuses behind, and get going. While both self-inquiry and action are at the heart of this podcast into Sisu, I always nudge myself and others to simply go experiment and to take the action. It's way too easy often to get entangled in the endless loops of thinking, planning, and sometimes worrying. And to adjust a famous quote a little bit, I would say, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of not getting lost in their dreams, but who put their Sisu to work. Especially in times of distress, I have most often found the way out myself by thinking, what is one single action I can take right now to move myself to the right direction? Sometimes it has meant putting on the running shoes against all odds, opening the Word file to begin work, and sometimes it has meant an act of self-care or, for example, taking a moment to meditate. Adversities are an integral part of human experience. And in this podcast, I muse on what is it that enables us to endure the toughest of situations and take action against nearly impossible odds at times. What is it that keeps us going when we feel we have reached the end of our preconceived mental or physical reserves? The small Nordic country of Finland, that is where I grew up and where I'm also recording this podcast to you right now, has a cultural construct that is known as Sisu, and it has been used to describe the enigmatic power that enables individuals to push through significant hardships. The term dates back some hundreds of years. However, the idea of Sisu is much older. It is a central part of the Finnish collective discourse, and it can be seen as an entire life philosophy. It is a way to view life, ourselves, and others from a vantage point of growth, and as we will learn in this podcast, through virtue as well. Sisu, if I want to put it really simply, is extraordinary courage and determination in the face of extreme adversity. It can be about not seeing a silver lining in the clouds and jumping into the storm anyways. At the core of Sisu is the idea that in each of us there is more strength than meets the eye in a given moment. And even though the construct of Sisu has its roots in Finland, Sisu is relevant to all human beings everywhere in the world. It is a potential that we all share and which can have a powerful impact on our daily lives. Sisu is embodied by people everywhere who defy the odds and who hold on to hope where there at first seems to be none left. I began to study Sisu in 2012 when I was a graduate student at University of Pennsylvania under Dr. Martin Seligman and Angela Duckworth. Based on the work I did there, and which I began in 2012, and that culminated in completing a PhD in August 2022, I present that the most prominent part of Sisu is the ability to surpass one's preconceived limitations by accessing stored-up energy reserves within us. Sisu is invoked by adversity, and it is more about finding energy in the moment than it is about long-term endurance per se, or about goal setting and achievement. Instead of being about conscious willing or mental fortitude only, Sisu implies a strength that is more likely to be about the visceral and somatic dimension of human endurance. I propose also that Sisu points to a universal phenomenon of latent energy in humans everywhere. It lends it a name, and it contributes toward a more culturally rich conversation on the human experience of overcoming adversity across life challenges. Too much Sisu, however, can lead to unhealthy stubbornness, disconnection, and other potentially harmful outcomes. Sisu can therefore be either self-defeating or self-enhancing, and understanding the conditions for both outcomes is crucial if one wishes to explore how Sisu may be developed on an individual and collective level. A culture that glorifies and worships mental toughness, Sisu, and achievement at the expense of virtues such as justice, benevolence, and integrity puts itself on a dangerous path toward a world that demands winners and disregards those who can't or choose not to fit a particular mold. Sisu is that way also an invitation to discuss what kind of values we actually hold high and what kind of a society we wish to cultivate on the long run. The answer to me is a kind of Sisu 2.0, or what I call gentle power, which is the higher octave version of Sisu that is constructive and healthy in the long term, and is one that offers a chance for us to grow alongside our stretched comfort zone. It is my wish to bring ideas of inspiration, nuggets of knowledge, and invitations to action that can help you find more mental freedom in this everyday, endure through the hell and high water, so to speak, when life shows you its claws, live out your full expression, and gain self-knowledge throughout it all. Life goes by surprisingly fast at times, but there is so much more strength, potential, and creative ideas in us than we often think. The podcast episodes will consist of me sharing some observation or finding regarding the topic of Sisu and inner strength. This can include a story from my own life or an example of someone meeting an adversity with Sisu, and then linking it to some recent related research or an assignment or practice for you to try. In the heart of all this is a call to bring more gentleness to our strength and power, and more strength to our love and gentleness, and root all that into daily action. I like to think of this as our heart's relentless forward movement. I'll conclude this brief introduction to the podcast with a story from a couple of years back when the idea of Sisu as gentle power took root in me. It was my 38th birthday, and I was sitting on a wooden deck of a cottage in the Los Padres National Forest in California. Everything was still. The night sky above me was clear of clouds and dotted with the curious glow of stars peering at me from light years away. The moment was abundant with a kind of storyless presence that stimulated my senses with soft alertness. Suddenly, the air around me turned dense, and I sensed an anticipation in the treetops towering above me like giants against a black November sky. It was as if something ancient had been making its way toward me for a long time and was now about to make its grand entrance. Then suddenly, a gust of wind brushed powerfully over the circle of redwoods around me and made everything above the ground sway. The moment of stillness had birthed itself into motion in a single breath, maturing into an observable power that made everything it touched shift, respond, and reorganize to adapt to its majestic emergence. Before that moment, there had been a motion of a different kind, that of gentle awakening potential. I could feel it in the union of roots and wind. It was a nonchalant presence of a power so free from ambition and force that it didn't need to impose or coerce, nor did it need to apologize for its presence. Nature, once more had shown me how gracefully the supple and substantial, tender and tough, and formidable and fragile can coexist, how they dance and blend in the most unsuspecting moments of our everyday existence. It also reminded me how good it feels to witness this kind of harmony and how much we need an awakening into such an existence. So, my friend, welcome to the podcast as we explore the way of gentle power and sisu to endure, to excel, and elevate toward our best expression and offering to the world. Thank you for listening. It's an honor to walk the way of gentle power with you. If you like the show, please subscribe and perhaps tell a friend. For more information, you can visit sisulab.com.